Welcome to the Occult London Podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to exploring magic, mysticism, the Kabbalah, as well as other topics. If you like the podcast, please write a review and rate us on iTunes, as it will really help us to get this message out there. Also, be sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe to the show. If anyone has any questions for me, then I'd love to hear from them. So please reach out via Facebook or an email, as I'd love to answer any questions you might have about the podcast or about something you heard on it. In today's episode, we will be talking about the ability of clairaudience. So in last week's episode, we were discussing clairvoyance, and this week we will be looking at the ability of clairaudience. So what is clairaudience? Clairaudience is the hearing of sounds, music, or voices not audible to normal hearing. So the term actually comes from the French for clear hearing. In yoga, it's kind of like an astral sense. So it's experienced when the fifth chakra, which is located at the throat, is activated. It's basically a psychic ability used in the practice of magic as well as mediumship, and it's been featured in many different religious texts in the past. So, for example, it's mentioned quite a lot in the Bible when God speaks to Adam in the Garden of Eden, when he says the following: "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.'" And God also speaks to Moses as well. And also he's mentioned quite a lot in some of the New Testament as well. Franz Bardon describes this ability as follows: "The faculty of the astral cloud clairaudience is based on the fact that no one is able to hear voices even at the remotest distance, and at the same time to understand the language of all beings. At the beginning, this faculty manifests in thinking aloud, coming from the inside, whether from the heart region or from the solar plexus. After a long spell of exercising, the astral clairvoyance will develop to such a perfection that one can distinctly perceive everything with the supraneural hearing, as if there were normal talking to anybody. This faculty is a privilege of all magicians, and without it, there would be scarcely any progress in magic." And that's from Initiation into Hermetics. So clairaudience, it kind of manifests as an inner sound or a voice that's clearly distinguishable from one's own inner voice. Sometimes it seems to be external, so it's kind of emanating from space around a person, or sometimes it sort of seems to be internal. It can be recognised as, you know, the voice of a dead relative, or also sort of interpreted as like the voice of a spirit guide, such as an angel or a deity or a demon. Happens quite a lot in dreams. So often you'll find you'll hear music in your dreams, and or people will talk quite important things to you. So this is the importance of, you know, writing down, having that dream journal. And it's also, you know, obviously within regards to kind of oracles, shamans, priests, etc. In magical work, the ability to hear this kind of inner voices is also used in, you know, travels to the astral plane and communication with various spirits. So according to Franz Bardon, advanced beings existing on the mental plane use clairaudience to communicate, as opposed to images would be from the astral plane. So this is like a higher level than the kind of lower astral, and it would obviously from that point of view be tapping into this invisible sephira of Dart from the Kabbalistic tree of life, which is the fifth chakra of communication. So it's this concept of kind of knowledge flowing out and creating things with your voice. It's a slightly unusual thing, and obviously, you know, in today's society you would not really want to go around hearing voices left, right and centre, or you might end up being locked up if you do that. So there is some exercises you can do to kind of help you develop this. The key thing to obviously remember with all of these types of things is to learn, control, and be able to actually, you know, really kind of focus on it from that point of view. So don't adapt and don't change from that point of view. So how can you develop it? Well, one of the first things to do is, you know, train yourself to hear better, really. Our modern world is so busy and noisy, and we're used to kind of shutting out a lot of noises and closing ourselves down rather than actually listening. So, you know, for instance, when a baby's born, there's two things they are really afraid of, and these are normally loud noises and also being dropped. So if we want to kind of hear things from this spiritual world or from this, you know, world of archetypes, we really need to kind of try and tune in to the sounds in the world and go beyond them. And this works because we train ourselves to hear more in the physical world, we also sort of tune into the other world as well. And it's the same with the ability of clairvoyance. The more we notice and pay attention to in the physical world, then the more we'll pick up sounds. The technique is simple. We need to relax and go into a meditative state as we would normally. You know, set your intention that you wish to kind of increase that hearing ability, write it down or say it aloud, and, you know, relax your body and let your hearing dominate. You know, try to tune into sounds around, so, you know, trees, the birds, you know, the mowing of the lawn over there. Try and isolate particular sounds from others. This works particularly well if you're in, you know, very nice, beautiful, remote places like forests, for instance, because you can really kind of get that stillness, which is almost deafening if you're in a really, really quiet place. Try this exercise in different locations and just see how much you can hear, and sort of try to stretch your hearing in different directions and with different focus. Is a musical exercise which is similar to the above, but instead of listening to general sounds around, you can kind of focus on picking out specific sounds, especially during music that you like. So it works particularly well with classical music or music where there's a kind of number of different instruments. And with practice, you can cut one sound away from the rest. So, you know, you can look to try and hear like the lead violin or, for instance, a guitar or drums or the bass. And that will help you to kind of define and pick out those small notes and then kind of go beyond it as well. And then you can kind of take this development further. So obviously we've talked about the importance of visualization and imagination in previous episodes, and you can take this further when you start actually making sounds as well. So you imagine the sound of a piece of music or someone speaking, and then you kind of try and project it outside of yourself. This works particularly well if one hums a series of notes aloud, and then you let the inner ear continue the scale up or down, you know, far beyond the range of the human voice. So this would kind of expand our conscious abilities in terms of inner world terms, but it also works well with the, you know, the magical words of power, for instance, or the barbarous names of evocation, in that they work on a sonic scale. So you can imagine higher beings vibrating them and then also, you know, going down the scale as well. So this is why, particularly within the Kabbalah and the, you know, the Western mystery tradition, you have this concept of the vibration of the holy names, because you're almost trying to get these different octaves and they're vibrating on a higher and lower frequency, or potentially on the four worlds of the tree of life. So you've got, you know, those four different notes, and you're essentially creating the universe through the invisible sephira of Da'at. Works very well with God names or words of power designed for chanting. So for instance, like I, E, O, Hu, etc. would work really well. Another technique which I found works really well is when you're meditating, you need to just ask spirits for guidance and kind of let them speak to you. Often it will feel like you kind of almost have to kick them off with that inner, you know, nagging voice. So if you try and get that to start talking to you, and you can kind of make up whatever you want, it's often quite good to let that voice just start talking rubbish in your ear, and then after a while it will start to, something else will kind of take over, and that's a good way as well of kind of developing that ability. So yeah, that's pretty much all we've got time for. I hope everyone's enjoyed this episode. As I said, it's just a short snapshot of this ability. So yeah, that's all we've got time for. Thanks very much for joining us this week on the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If anyone has any questions for me, then please reach out via Facebook or an email. I'd love to answer any questions. If you would please leave us a review, that'd be great as well. If you've enjoyed the show, leave us a review on iTunes or rate the podcast just so that more people will see it and it will be rated in the charts, etc. And please make sure to visit our website at www.hockeylondon.co.uk where you can subscribe to the show. Speak to you all soon. Thanks. Bye-bye. Celestial rhythms, starlight threading.